Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all review a red wine from Tuscany as they drink Petra Zingare. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Good evening, folks, or good day, or good afternoon, or overnight. Whatever time you're listening to the podcast, we're glad you are with us.
How long did you probably were like up for like 4 days straight trying to write that out in your mind?
No, I was just inspired with Illy's little microphone stand.
Yes, we have a mini microphone stand from William's little keyboard.
It's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
I love the colors.
Yes, yellow and blue.
Had he hooked it on your microphone?
I did. It's, look at that.
Yeah,
maybe nice. That'll keep my mic in the proper position.
Maybe we should switch you to that microphone and keyboard. It has like a... As a cat meowing song, it's like meow 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 meow. And it just goes in a loop. It's really great.
Does he love it?
Yeah.
No, they do it because it annoys the shit out of me.
That means he loves it.
Yes.
It's UCLA blue colors, blue and yellow. UCLA blue colors.
I think they're more gold than that really lousy looking yellow.
Yeah.
I've seen them wear that in football jerseys.
That's banana yellow.
Mm-hmm. It's very banana yellow.
Mm.
Well, of course.
Whatever. Mm. But also on the show, folks, is the Triple B.
Good evening.
Tonight, folks. Oh, tonight. We once again welcome a wine from Italiano. Or Italy. You know, I don't know what I just said.
Scott's enthusiasm.
I know.
He's on an Italian kick.
Enthusiastic. Rob freaks me out.
Oh,
he does.
Why?
Yeah. Like, it really is.
Well,
like,
I'm enthusiastic about this wine because I think it's going to
so
be good.
Weird because it looks hideous. The label is horrific.
The label is atrocious.
It's just a little obnoxious.
It's fighting Campoviejo's artist series.
Oh, I think it looks like they ripped off Vigna Borgia.
It's pretty terrible, but it is Petra Zingari, their red Tuscany blend from Italy. It's a big time thing. Yes, it is a hideous looking label. What is that?
I'm so nervous that you've got your hopes up too high.
It's either a
painted sun.
Sunset.
Sun. Mm-hmm. Could be a flower. Mm. Or it's just abstract circles.
Could be William trying to paint a clown.
Aww.
Or that's the center of his mind as it descends into
that's
hell.
It. Kind Stop.
Of, no, I'm just. Look at it, Sky. Look. It's terrible. But nevertheless, the wine shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
Hmm. Keyword.
Shouldn't.
Uh oh.
So.
You got your hopes up.
Well, last week we had pig slop. So we're trying to. I'm trying to make amends.
Are we going
this
to
is
dash
also
our hopes
a pretty
and
new,
dreams?
This is a pretty new addition to the wine vault. Normally, you get stuff, put it in the wine vault, keep it for a while.
We've had it for about a week and a half.
Yeah, but that's how you know.
He's hopeful.
Yeah.
He's excited.
I've got high hopes. You normally sing that. I took that, from you.
You didn't do it as well.
Just a little bit of personal life update.
Ooh.
I told Rob today that you're going to have to record a new Allstate commercial.
Uh-oh.
Watch that.
Scott. Mayhem is everywhere.
Oh, Scott
truly.
Did suffer mayhem.
Yes.
But luckily... Craig Walters, Allstate Insurance for auto, home, or life. He is there for him. Although he's on vacation, so when he gets back, he'll
be there.
Yeah, he'll have somebody else do it. But that's not the point.
He'll have someone else be there for you.
I received a text from him immediately. He said he's flying home.
Oh my gosh! What
special
a guy.
Just for me.
What a guy.
Special. Yeah. And folks, we're gonna take a break. We got paused briefly there because William did come down here and stole our food.
Yeah.
And then I threatened to go sleep in his bed, and he ran scared.
Which is going to be really interesting. He says, yes, Dad, come sleep in my bed with me. Then your little fear tactic is
because he comes and sleeps in my bed with me.
Not even really me. He comes comes and gets in bed with Rob, puts his cold feet on Rob, tucks him underneath him.
I slept on top of his cold feet last night. My back was on his feet.
Well, it's good for your back.
Not really.
Maybe that's why you're not having back problems anymore. Mm,
yeah.
Touche. Mm.
Will Illy, the Thank foot you. Massager.
William. Yeah, yeah. He's so, brilliant. Folks, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back here on The Wine Vault.
Folks, there are many ways to enjoy The Wine Vault. The first way is on iTunes. Look for The Wine Vault. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Beyond that, we are on Facebook at thewinevault.rs. We are on Twitter at Wine Vault Podcast. And our website is winevault.org. You can also drop us a line at winevault@outlook.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Craig Walters Allstate Insurance, at 740-862-4585. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. We'll be right back on The Wine Vault.
And we're back, folks. So the 2015 Petra Zingari Tuscan Red Blend. The blend, as you were in this case, is 25, 25, 25, and 25. Equal parts.
No way.
Yes, Merlot, Sangiovese, Syrah, and Petit Verdot.
I know why you're excited about this.
Well, I like Petit Verdot.
You do? No, I think you have an infatuation with Petit Verdot.
It's also
and
15.
Sangiovese is like your.
$15.99 of your money. Hmm. Now, I do want to read a couple reviews, and then the Triple B has some information for us to go through here. But
you want
to
do reviews before information?
Yes, because someone needs to say something to the crowd. So, first, a 92 from the Wine Spectator.
Oh.
I didn't say this one was bad. By the way, the 17, which never existed because it was sold out immediately, got a 93 from the Wine Spectator and was in the top 100. And I ordered this thinking it was that, and that never existed.
Oh.
So, bright, ripe cherry and plum fruit flavors offset the savory tobacco, earth, and herb notes in this plump red, which is balanced despite the exuberant tannins, while vivid acidity keeps the long aftertaste focused. Merlot, Sangiovese, Petit Verdot, and Syrah, best from 2022 through 2033.
Whoa.
So why are we drinking it early?
Because we have a show. And Scott will be 72 in 2022.
69.
Okay. Then the next review.
Thank you. I've waited too long. This is James Suckling, of course.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm better than you.
That goes without saying, Jim.
It does. I'm fantastic. I provided this wine. 94 of my points. I got so excited that day. I was thinking about Tim Atkins. Anyway. Beautiful aromas of cherries, dark chocolate, and lemon rind? Why? What? Anyway, following through... Oh, I don't remember that. I was smoking angel dust quite a bit that morning. Following through to a full body, yes, with round and chewy tannins. Yet it is polished and soft. A juicy finish. A blend of Merlot, Sangiovese, Syrah, and Petit Verdot. Drink or hold. That's what I tell everybody about me. Drink me.
Jesus.
Or hold me. Yes,
drink or hold. Drink. I just love.
I'm not listening.
Jimmy, it's
what?
Jimmy, what? Jimmy, could you be more specific?
I wasn't
on the
talking
drink or hold?
To you. Drink or hold. Drink it or don't. That's the point. Hold it close to your chest. Love it.
Hopefully. Wistfully.
For $135, you can find out what I mean about drink or hold on my masterclass. Now that reminds me, if I did not do that damn Facebook video shit that never made me any money, the wine guy would not incessantly make fun of me all the time. Because he wouldn't know who I was.
So, Triple B, she has some information in front of her. Whether or not she found anything interesting in that is another question, but...
Well...
So I have a question.
Yes.
So, Zingari is the... name of the wine?
Well,
the maker.
The maker's Petra Zingari.
Okay. Okay. That makes more sense. So they just, on all of these things that are printed out, they call it Petra. But then this, that's why I was confused. Okay. So it's a father-daughter team, Vittorio and Francesca. Francesca. Oh. The Morettis are also the owners of renowned Fancio Corta Winery.
Yes.
Do you know that?
No.
Bella Vista and Cantati Castaldi.
Of course.
Famed.
Mm. I know that, but I'm brilliant.
So I think that they, I don't know who they had to their website, but there's some misspelled words. Then it says the Gravity Flow Winery, and I think they mean Gravity Flow Winery.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was designed by celebrated Swiss architect Mario Botta. Blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of apostrophes that aren't needed. It's hard to read.
What?
Its soils are comprised of volcanic stone and clay in the hilltops and calcareous alluvial in the lower sites.
In their defense, Google Translate translated that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They don't have an English website?
No.
Huh.
So that was Google Translate. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's not bad for a bot.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, each vineyard site is farmed with total respect for sustainability.
Hmm.
Wine Advocate said, Petra is one of my favorite properties for intense, flavorful wineries from the Severto district in Maremma.
Hmm.
I feel like that's very specific.
I found out what the label means.
Hmm.
James, would you like to tell us?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I would. Or the Pinophile could tell.
Now, the Zingari label is inspired by a pictorial interpretation of the spiral theme, whose geometric structure appears frequently in the vegetable kingdom and which evokes the evolution of a force. The spiral represents the repetitions of life and the cyclical nature of evolution. It is a symbol of the, who knows, and fertility of the earth. There you go. And you were confused as to what it meant. Obviously, it's that.
I did. Whenever we were talking about it, I was like, watch this. In my mind, I was thinking, watch this be a vagina.
Well, that's what they meant.
Fertility of
they meant vagina. They were saying that.
Well, fertility of the earth.
They said all that shit, but what they meant was
vagina. Go figure. What? We misspoke.
Yes.
Petra is actually the name of the line or the winery.
Well,
Zingari. Is this particular
in
blend.
Fairness, you misspoke.
So Petra is the owner, Zingari is the name of the wine.
Yes, and the overall umbrella corporation is Vision Wine Brands, which sounds very Italian.
It sounds very Illuminati.
Right.
It sounds Italian.
It sounds very non-Italian. Touché. Illuminati.
Touché. It does sound very Italian.
Well, anyway, the wine, folks, that's what we want to talk about. What's what
you
we want
know
to
what
smell?
It sounds like? Mexitali.
Or kowtow.
Hmm.
Or, what's the word? Not surf and turf?
Nah.
Tex-Mex. There we go.
I didn't know where you were headed, did you?
And I thought I was having a bad day.
It takes a little while. I have the 386 processor in the old brain there. All right, here we go.
I think you were functioning on 286 chips.
Okay.
It's a Tandy 1000.
So the 2009 got 90 of the Wine Advocates points.
It's great.
That's fantastic.
That's living in the past. Oh, then again, that website is living in the past.
Yeah, it is. You pulled the 2009 review.
I didn't pull the 2009 review. That's on my other page.
Okay.
I pulled the 15 reviews, a 94 and 92.
That's right.
Okay. So anyways.
Spectacular.
10 years ago.
10 years
this
ago.
This review.
Yes.
Gave it a 90.
Yes.
It's fleshy.
Flesh.
Generous wine graced with expressive fruit.
Mm.
Sweet floral notes add length and brightness to the long, caressing finish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any thoughts on that?
No.
Okay.
I'm not perverted.
This shows great depth without coming across as heavy, quite a rarity in Bulgari. blah, blah, blah. I rarely hear Petra mentioned in discussion of the best wines and wineries from the Tuscan coast.
He rarely does. There's a reason
for
that.
But year after year, the wines are reliably outstanding and fairly priced for the neighborhood. Mm. The house style is one of bold, exuberant wines. That's exciting.
It is.
Frankly, I'm not sure it's possible to make anything but that type of wine in this part of Maremma. So then they, this review's terrible, because then it says, oh, in 2009, they decided not to make their top wine because they were willing to skip a vintage.
And they skipped 16, too.
Read back again your review, Jimmy.
What? Why?
I just wanted to hear it again.
Why?
What year is Jimmy reviewing?
The 15. I have a review of the 15 Ebo, which is also a Petra product.
So?
Reminds me pretty much of what you just read about the Zingari.
Oh.
Why don't you stick it up your ass?
Blueberry and cherry aromas and flavors with hints of cedar and sandalwood. That's differ.
I never said anything like that
but
in this
that
review.
It says full body, firm tannins, and a chewy finish. Even so, it's polished in its texture and delicious. Drink or hold.
Okay, I rearranged some of the words. Okay, yes, I'm sorry. I use tannin in many wine reviews. Dick. Anyway, the wine. Red-handed, you got it. I didn't write that anyway. That was one of my ghost writers.
Well, actually, it was Jame Suckling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jame Suckling. Jane. Maybe Jamie.
Or Jane.
Hami. Hmm?
I think this one's either going to be fantastic or so bad we're going to spit it out.
I think Rob's losing some of his hope.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not.
The wine site is suspicious.
I smelled the wine.
Somewhere Elvis is
you
singing.
You smelled it? All right.
In the glass, it's dark, ruby red.
You know it's Italian.
Oh, yes. Looks Italian.
You did the nose, you know that's an Italian wine.
Blueberries and cassis.
Oak.
A little floral. There's a little bit of oak. Mm-hmm.
All in all, it's a nice, straightforward nose.
Mm-hmm.
Wine guy, what glasses are we utilizing for the Zingari, Petra Zingari?
We're using
Tuscan.
The Riedel Venom Old or New World Syrah glasses simply because this is a mutt.
Okay.
And I was going for a little more aromatics. Mm. So
interesting choice. Interesting choice.
What are you going to, I don't know. What are you going to, you could use the Cab Merlot glasses, I guess. Or I wouldn't use the Chianti glasses because they're just a little restrained. So this is the best.
With a 25-25-25 blend, you got to go either with the Syrah or the Merlot, which mm-hmm. one you're going to pick, right?
Yeah. And this works pretty well for that. And also, it's what I've used. Well, I mean, I think it's a nice all-rounder, actually.
I suppose you could use a Burgundy glass.
No.
Why not?
Because none of those grapes individually would you use a Burgundy glass for.
A blend as such as this?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not going to be soft and subtle.
Mm. Okay. There's a touch of jamminess about the nose. That's the last comment I'm going to make about the nose.
Hmm. You know, folks, I don't normally keep wine in my mouth that long, but it's such a lovely place to keep it.
I'll bet it is.
The party piece of this wine.
The party place.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, go double back, please.
Ooga. That's all I can say.
Ooga chaka. Ooga, ooga, ooga chaka. I can't stop this feeling.
No, it has a wonderful, soft mouthfeel. It really does.
This is a delightful winter style wine for me. It's got a warming sensation.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about an alcohol heat. It just has a nice warming sensation. As you're drawing air over it, you know what you're headed towards. The tannins come through in spades as soon as it hits your palate. This is a relatively bigger Italian wine.
Oh, yes. It's close to full-bodied.
If it's not full-bodied.
Well, the mouthfeel, it has a full mouthfeel. And then the tannins are so big on the back, or they have a backstrap of tannin. All those things are so large. I mean, it's not necessarily a fruit bomb, but it has some fruit for Italian wine. I mean, once again, you got to think of the varietals.
I was going to say, I felt like the most surprising thing to me is that it has almost a jamminess. When you said in the nose, it has that on your palate in a nice way, and especially for an Italian wine.
But not from fruit. It's mouthfeel with, because it's a little bit of a cherry, blueberry.
I was going to say that, and the cherry's tart cherry.
Yeah.
The blueberry is not. The blueberry is nice. It's succinct. It's a nice round. I don't know how to describe it, but a ripe blueberry. The
plum, too. Plummy, slightly.
Yeah. There's something that's bordering on leather going on there. Headed that way.
It will be in 2022.
Oh, absolutely. You know where this is going.
And this can go there.
Yeah. It would be really interesting to see what happens when the fruit mellows out a little. And
yeah, I think it's going to be... Remember Terra Bianca? Was it Terra Bianca? Yes, Terra Bianca. And it's a super Tuscan, folks, for those that don't know. It's around $30-$40. This, I think, would turn into what that was. And we like Terra Bianca an awful lot.
An awful lot.
We put it in the Hall of Fame, I think. So, I think. Yeah, we did. There it is. Terra Bianca. The Campochillo.
I think this is more hold than drink now. Mm-hmm. This is a good drink now, but I think that oak is oak needs some time.
Oh, yeah.
It's oaked well. I'm not saying anything that the oak is detracting from this in any fashion whatsoever. I just think it needs some time to calm down and maybe show some spiciness.
I think that would happen. I mean, it wouldn't hurt it.
Right at the end, right before like the finish, I am tasting something. I don't know what it is, but I feel like whatever
that's what I'm talking about.
Do you think that would become the leather?
I think that would calm down. Well, the leather's kind of in the mid palate and towards the finish.
Okay.
But what I think we're talking about the same thing. Is that's the oakiness at the finish. I think that will mellow and display some more peppery like properties.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
So what did we say what the oak is on this? I would guess Hungarian oak.
It does not say anywhere, but I'd say Croatian or Hungarian.
Croatian or Hungarian oak.
Probably
right?
Croatian.
Which is
more like French.
And I think at times we've described it as kind of in between American oak and French oak. Just milder than American, but not quite the subtlety of French oak.
True. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lovely.
What did you think about that leather? Would you describe it as something else?
Right now, I don't know which way it's going to go. It might be tobacco as it ages. For me to say leather, I don't know about that.
What do you call it now?
Let me go back in here and find out. Right now it's minerality. A little bit of a flinty slate of some kind. You know, something along those lines is what I would say.
You know, I'm going to head more towards what Triple B said, that what I was describing at mid-palate, it's really right at the beginning of the finish is where
it happens. It's like a transition?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm describing as leather.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting wine. This is, it's all about subtlety.
Yes.
Other than that tart cherry and the blueberry, everything here is subtle. But great mouthfeel.
Wonderful mouthfeel.
The best part of this wine is the mouthfeel.
It's the party piece.
I have a question for, yeah, I would agree with you. The mouthfeel is exceptional. It is like an elevated mouthfeel for sure. Can you taste the individual wines that make up this, or do you think they're...
Well, let me just get a little more of my glass so I'm able
properly.
to properly provide this information that you're requiring.
I think plainly, you know, we get the dryness of the Merlot.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's astringency that's there.
It's there, for sure.
That, to me, is one of the hallmarks of this, the astringency.
I think the blueberry and that tartness of the cherry are...
Mouthfeel is a Syrah and the Petit Verdot, though.
Yeah, that's the mouthfeel. Mm-hmm. That particular blend. But the tart cherry and the blueberry, that's Sangiovese every day.
Well, yeah, the acidity that runs through it with a little bit of spice that you know that's there underneath it, that's your Sangiovese.
I mean, I don't know Italian Merlots as well. I don't know if they can give you that acidic component. I wouldn't be surprised.
Depends on the growth. I mean, think about Italy. A lot of it is volcanic soil.
And this is volcanic soil.
Yeah, so I mean... That's where acidity comes from. Volcanic soils, your wines tend to be more acidic.
So that could be present in any of the varietals, that theoretically, acidic component.
Theoretically.
Mm-hmm. It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't see how, even with your hopes and dreams, that they're even dashed slightly. This is wonderful.
I know.
Rob is... been a bit on an Italian kick, folks. So
he has.
Well, just let you know what's coming on the show.
Something that that I appreciate about this wine is we have drank so much Californian wine, so much, and it's almost like a stereotype of like the U.S. in general that it has to be loud and brash and just over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So much flavor, so much going on, which I truly do love. Mm-hmm. But it is nice to have something like this where it is like a million times more nuanced, subtle. All these flavors are there, but not in the same way that you would find in a Californian wine. It is much, much more subtle, like, I mean, just really, I don't know. I would say it's a little bit refreshing to have something like this. It feels more sophisticated.
It does. It's elevated in a lot. You say elevated mouthfeel. Mm-hmm. It's elevated in a lot of different regards. But one reason why I've been doing more Italians on the show recently is because the Spectator and, James.
Yes.
They've been paying a hell of a lot of attention to these things and giving them a hell of a lot of high scores. Mm-hmm. And so... I mean, those two things go hand in hand. I mean, the Gentine was a completely different story. But we've also been not really focusing on Italian wines, and there's a lot of really good stuff out there.
I also think that all of us, myself especially, I feel like my palate is so much stronger and better now that I don't think I could have drank this a year ago and had the palate to appreciate it.
Well, I think that you have to be able to accept... a little bit of the earthy, well, this isn't earthy, but more of the savory, you know, well, let's just say Euro components.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. Do I get points for you using a Scottism?
What did I say?
You're changing palate, talking about.
On the bingo card. Rob said minerality. Did you hear that?
I should get points for that, too.
Well, you're validating Scott's point.
Becky's palate is here.
Something else I wanted to say is...
But don't you feel like Sapore
fragrante annetto di ciliegia, marasca, ricori d'orosa, canigna.
What did you just say?
I just read the tasting notes.
Oh, okay.
That's beautiful.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So in tonight's potpourri, we are going to cover what I believe will be a very, very controversial topic.
Cracker Barrels have already been rubbery?
No. No. No.
I thought we were going with peanut oil.
No. But you can tell that story as well.
Okay.
Because this probably won't go anywhere. But nevertheless, tonight, we're going to go around the room.
Uh-oh. Don't you get nervous when he says that?
I'm like in a cold sweat.
Because he always like points to you first.
I know. What? I have to give my score first. Always.
And so, tonight's question is,
okay,
who is your favorite wine reviewer that is currently still in the business?
That's not fair.
I know, because I took away the Pinophile from you. And I took away from Robert Parker from you.
That was so rude. How
dare you.
So here we go. We're going to go in the room. Maybe someone will pick me. I know, James, they won't.
No.
I won't even do it. Just to use your voice. Come on, please. There's no one left. Are you going to pick Decanter? That's not even a person.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Oh. Is it me?
My favorite wine reviewer is myself.
That's stupid.
No.
But I
because
never.
Because I'm not in anyone's pocket, like the Wine Spectator.
That's very arrogant. But I did not necessarily say that you couldn't do that.
You didn't.
But
and
I will
say. You took away the Pinophile for me to be a dick.
I will say it after this, though. You can't. Yeah. Scott can't do
well,
it.
I'm my own favorite. I'm not in anyone's pocket.
No.
And I am honest. Yeah. And some of you two like to get on a high about something weird, and I don't. It's just
you're questioning our integrity. We give one late harvest Riesling a fair review, and we're labeled for life.
It was tasty.
It's unfair.
It was tasty.
It's unfair.
Some things can be tasty.
So
I think we have a sweet wine hater on our hands.
So there we go. I'm my own favorite.
Okay. That's ridiculous. You don't even know what you drank 2 seconds after you drank it. Scott.
What if he says the triple B?
He's going to say me. He's going to say me. James Suckling.
Nobody is going to say James Suckling.
What? Why not? You can't look up wine reviewers, asshole. You have to name somebody. And I'm the only one you can think of right now because you're...
Oh.
I'm going back. I'm going back.
What?
I'm going back.
He's just trying to get her last name right. He knows.
I'm getting the spelling right.
Yeah.
What?
Briscoe Bites, Stacey Briscoe.
She's not a wine reviewer. She's an editor.
And a reviewer.
Is she?
Yes.
Damn it. I never thought about these little things.
Yes.
Damn.
She's fun. She's in the industry.
I think that it's backfiring on Rob.
It's very much backfiring
on Rob.
You
said yourself. That doesn't.
You're just pissed because I thought of that.
No, I'm pissed because I never thought of not saying. Why would you? Oh, Jesus. Briscoe.
I know who Rob's going to say.
Me. You're thinking I'm going to say Jeb Dunham.
You are, because he's a handsome man.
Oh, he is handsome.
He has nice hair.
No. I'm going to say the superstar Steve. No, I'm not going to say that.
You know.
I'm going to take this matter seriously.
Making a review based on how many bottles you could drink in a night. That's cutting edge.
Mm-hmm. No. No, I'm there's nobody left, is there? I limited myself.
I can't believe you haven't yelled at me for chewing ice on the microphone. Well, I just realized how loud it was.
They couldn't hear the ice over the phone causing interference, so it's all right.
What's over here on the side?
I will say Jeb Dunnick, though.
Of course.
He has great hair.
It from a mile away.
But I like his reviews. He's right. More often than not. When has he been wrong? He worked for Robert Parker, too.
He did. Well, allegedly.
That was his mentor.
He quit. So, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, in reality, I think Jeb Dunnick, he was like an aerospace engineer for NASA, wasn't he?
Something like that.
Or Lockheed Martin. So he was more accomplished as a human being than Robert Parker was.
Just because you're an engineer doesn't make you accomplished.
Well, it does to me. So
I have a question. If there were no roles and you could pick anyone, who would you pick?
Me? No, Robert Parker.
Yeah, Parker. It's simply because from the time...
You were small.
One, I think he writes the most informative reviews.
Well, his staff does.
Regardless,
the
content is, it's not cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Also, I think his reviews align with our taste. Mm-hmm. It just did from, years of doing episodes where we've done a wine that he's reviewed on the show, we align more closely with him than anyone.
Yeah.
And consistently, do we always have the same exact score? Not necessarily, but it's definitely the closest alignment.
We're normally lower. We're normally lower than everybody.
Slightly.
Even me.
I mean, there were times we were a little higher. Like on Heckler, weren't we higher?
I think. Of course we were.
But then I got high, and then I got high.
And ZD, and nobody gave it a 93, 94.
We had some that were, we were higher than Parker, but for sure he would be my favorite. For certain.
Not Wilfred Wong?
What? It's Willie. Hey, it's Wilfred Wong here on the Wine Vault. This is Wilfred Wong.
You know.
Yes?
I think Becky was over.
Have you had the Zingari?
Becky was overlooking somebody.
Hmm. Who?
If she could pick anybody, who would she pick?
Oh, I'd pick the Pinot Foil.
The Pinot Foil. You picked the Pinot Foil.
I would 100% pick the Pinot Foil. You all already answered. I didn't get a chance.
By the way, my website is for sale.
No.
It is for sale.
It like a little bit breaks my heart that the Pinot Foil retired and sold it because I think he felt like a lot of pressure to keep the reviews going and to perform at a certain level, and it didn't become enjoyable, so that he had to retire from it. This is us doing the Wine Vault, such a source of enjoyment. Like, we have a great time. It doesn't feel like work.
Okay. Let's just do this. Let's just take his feelings into consideration. Yes. All right, Mr. Pinophile, I'm upping my offer to 3 Starbucks cards.
Oh. Are they full?
Yes.
I'm just like to announce, I am no longer the Pinot Foil or the Prince of Pinot. I am the Count of Cabernet.
So my offer of A to Z Pinot was not going to help?
No.
Okay. I'm retracting my 3 Starbucks card offer then.
He should have said OBO on his website.
Our best offer.
What is he expecting? 3.2 million dollars for his five. What was he expecting?
My circulation list.
My $125 worth.
My subscription list.
What is he expecting? I mean, who wants to buy that? I'm just
pretty
curious.
Valuable.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Those are very valuable. Those photographs are part of humanity.
What photographs?
That's part of the website.
That's not on the regular website.
Stop. I know where Ross
is. Yes, they are.
As soon as you said that, I thought, oh, God, this is going down a bad path.
You just had to click, yes, I'm 18.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. So, folks, yeah, very illuminating. We are going to take a break, and then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. Folks, have you ever sat back and thought how you first heard of the Wine Vault? Well, we need your help reaching more listeners. What you can do is go to iTunes, give us a review, give us 5 stars, give us your thoughts and feedback.
So only with your help, folks, will more people learn about, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So the 15 Petra Zingari.
Still didn't have me tell my story.
I know.
There's still time.
Can I please tell it?
Yes, we are.
I said we do reviews and then we make the listeners wait for your story.
I don't know.
She's shaking her head. She wants to tell.
Becky wants to have Becky's corner. She wants to tell a story. So she wants to tell a story. Go ahead.
Disturbing Thanksgiving memories.
Yes.
And it's not even mine. It's like 3 bosses ago.
Oh, let me say this. All opinions and views expressed on Becky's Corner are only hers and are not all not expressed views of the Wine Vault.
Okay.
Allegedly.
I was going to say, when I tell you this, I feel like it'll be your opinion. Oh, so, no. Like several bosses ago, His name's Rich. Wonderful person.
Oh, she's naming names.
He is one of those, like, really, this is the way things are done, real, like, almost OCD about things. Mm. Okay? Like, everything, his car was immaculate, always really neat and tidy. Well, then he tells me this story about how they deep fry a turkey every year. And peanut oil, evidently.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to go.
Unlicensed tells me is very expensive. Well, Rich and his family deep fried a turkey, took their leftover peanut oil, hauled it up a ladder, and stored it in the like small attic space above his garage.
That's repulsive.
It's so gross, and it's so out of character of Rich. I like just cannot believe it. So he put it up there with the deep fryer and I don't know what else. Left it. I don't know what happened. He thinks that maybe it froze and expanded and contracted, and he doesn't know what happened, but broke the container that it was in.
Rightfully so.
Broke the... What? I'm at a loss. Because so when you buy those oils, whether it's just, you know, the combo blend oil or mm-hmm. you go pure peanut oil, it's in a, I think, a PVC plastic container. You know, bottle with a screw cap lid. It should expand, contract. You had to put in something glass that it broke.
I have no idea. I couldn't even ask what he stored it in. I was so grossed out that he stored it, period. So he was at his house one night, and they heard a really loud sound in the garage.
This is the raccoon part of the story.
I think they might have called the police.
Mm-hmm.
They go and look. It had seeped through the roof and the sheetrock and collapsed. That peanut oil sheetrock had collapsed on their car. Can you imagine cleaning that up? How disgusting that would be. He was so mad. I talked to him the next day, and he was so pissed about it. And I was like, I don't want to be like, I could have told you this was a terrible idea, but... See, could have told you that was a really terrible
policeman
idea.
Making old McDonald character jokes.
I think the Hamburglar attacked you. Attacked oh, my you. Gosh. You got Hamburglared.
Who's the fry guy? That off your car.
Who's the fry guy?
The fry guy.
The McDonald's
fry guy. Like, you could take it through the car wash, but what would you use to clean it off?
That's right.
A shop vac?
Dawn.
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 Dawn
it
is.
Takes grease
Dawn
out of the
is.
Way.
Dawn will
no,
take.
No, but I just mean like the pieces of it. I mean, they're going to be disgusting. Can you imagine how gross sheetrock would be covered in peanut oil?
You know, everything's better in fried peanut oil.
I don't think he can be too discerning. He's the one reusing peanut oil from
I know.
Don't tell us how
what
that's
would
okay.
make you store it above your garage?
I know.
So that is like the opposite of refrigerated?
Well, if you keep it out where people can see it, it'll smell.
I know.
But if you store it above your garage,
I'm
it'll see to the
exactly.
It's probably too late for me to message him, but I can't wait to message him tomorrow and be like, where are you storing your peanut oil this year? PSA, don't put it back above your garage.
Yes. There's a story about Princess Cooking, and they chose to store some of the food. It's sub-freezing temperatures out on the deck, and there's this vision of them hearing this rattling sound, and they go out, and there's these raccoons on the deck, and they're waiting for the one raccoon to get out of the big pot, similar to a pot you would deep fry food in, except this had like beans or whatever she had in it, and this raccoon was laying in this pot just paws going at him. And apparently he was the king raccoon because as the other raccoons were looking at him, he was hissing at him to go away while he was bathing in bean soup or whatever it was.
That's gross.
That is gross. But not as gross as storing turkey fat. Oh.
So folks, the 15 Petra Zingare. We're going to start off with the triple B.
I think she's trying to get out of going first.
Well, she has to go first.
Why?
Because you're first. Hmm. You and your blanket.
I have an ice cube in my mouth. I'm not ready. You're going to have to edit this out.
Okay. Beep, 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 beep. I did. Strangely enough, that's how it works. Apparently, her favorite wine reviewer just wasn't ready to go today, was he?
Apparently not.
What was the wine that we just did where we were like, we gave it a now score, knowing that it would have to have a score later? What was that one?
I don't know.
It was a couple weeks ago. We just did it.
Yeah, we did. But I don't remember.
He's not going to play along.
I don't remember. No, we've done so many. I'm a bit of a drunk.
Well,
sorry, Mom.
Okay.
I'm not sorry.
I know what you all are going to give it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I am going to give it an 89.
Oh, you lovely woman. That's ridiculous.
I'm giving it an 89.
The dumbest ass score. It's a great score. You're my favorite wine reviewer. Go ahead. Explain your 89.
It has an elevated mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuanced.
Mm-hmm.
There are several layers. I know that you all are going to give it a different score. I debated between the 88 and the 89 because
they sold their name? No.
No. Because of what more I think this wine can be. And like what we had discussed, the what's on the palate right before the finish, whatever that develops into, if it goes in a positive direction, I would give it a much better score.
Well, what do you think it is now? Do you think it's a negative now? Or are you just uncertain of it?
Almost a negative. Okay. Because I think it hasn't developed. So there's nothing really to score it on. It's just something that I can't identify, and then it becomes the oak on the finish. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a great wine. I would for sure think we should buy more of this and store it, and I can't wait to drink it in 10 years.
That's good enough.
91 of my points.
91.
Oh,
I'm like between 90, I would say 90 to 92 if I was going to frame a score.
That's
per se.
That's a bountiful harvest of points.
Yeah.
I don't even hesitate that. And
I think that Scott was sponsored by Petra.
Well, she's a fine girl. What a good wife she would be.
That is a cool name, though.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to give it an even higher score?
Oh,
my gosh.
This is just wonderful. This is everything I would want an Italian blend to be. Big.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yet it, even though it's bigger, it still maintains the subtleties that we love about Italian wines that are more on the lighter size and not as dense. Really skillfully done. I think it's definitely got room to age. I think
God. I just saw Rob's score.
I'm going to recommend this not just to the listeners, but recommend it as a slight cellar selection. I don't think it's going to last. What did he say, 2033?
2033.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say that. I just said drink or hold.
Well, the speculator's on crack saying 2033, but
2027.
You guys are raving about this wine.
3 or 4 years. I think this is something I'd recommend you put aside. We talk about.
Yeah.
We haven't drank it all. There's still some in your glass, and there's still some in the decanter.
I was just being polite. If I have to drink a motherfucker,
save it for later.
Here, take that down. Although we're going to drink out of the same glass in the next show, so we have to drink it now. So,
your score is going to make me puke. That's stupid high. Go ahead.
I give it an extra point because you gave it an extra point too low. Maybe no. I am going to give it. And Scott, you gave it a range of 90 to 92. Correct?
I did.
I agree with that range. However, I have the cojones to put it at the top of the mark at 92.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't think that's a bad score.
No, it's not.
I like every.
What's
I like
that,
everything.
Comrade?
Perestroika, perestroika.
Once again, I'm my own favorite reviewer. I haven't been sold out like all these other.
And what's then, there, Vladimir?
Then we show. Spoke with Rebecca, the Russian judge. She's Ukrainian. She's Ukrainian.
Uh huh. Oh my God. 92. Why? First of all, The biggest reason, it pisses Becky off.
No, and that's not the reason. Then you think of the puppy dogs. What did you name them?
No, I think it's a lovely expression of a wine. And we've had multiple Italian wines recently. And this is the cream of the crop. And there's been some really, they've all been good. And this is the best. Mm-hmm. Partly because it's an expression of full-bodied wine. It's a beautiful full-bodied wine. The tannic backbone is huge. The fruit is there. It's expressive, but it's going to get better. Yeah. And the fact is, it has ageability. It's something that you would buy again. But even now, though, it has drinkability. I enjoy it now because of the elevated mouthfeel. But once again, it's ageable.
What boxes? A lot of points for an elevated mouthfeel.
Elevated mouthfeel is, in my opinion, the best thing about it. It checks all the boxes. Wonderful tannins. Mm-hmm. Nice oaking.
Mm-hmm. You can pick out different varietals throughout it.
Not just fruit, but you've got an expression of sweet fruit and tart fruit.
Absolutely. Yeah. It has Petit Verdot, so you get a point for that.
Well, okay. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. I think creepy the overall fruit. Package
is, it checks a lot of freaking boxes. Does.
I mean, it's. I would suggest it's a soft 92, but it's still 92.
We've been wrong about ageability of Italian wines before.
Yes, we have, but that was called a Sasso. And no one except for you was saying that it was ageable.
Oh, so were you. Oh, my Lord.
I just was trying to be polite. Now,
You've never been polite in your life.
2033 is no. By the way, Spectator, I fully encourage you. You should have a store case of this. So 2033, and then I think you should drink all 12 bottles, all in a row, and then tell me what you think of that.
Oh, Leap Chicken. Oh. I think Booby is a wonderful name for
a
puppy.
It's a balsamic vinegar. Yes.
It's a wonderful name for a puppy.
Where's the borscht? Yes. Becky, would you like some vodka? Hall of Fame, by the way.
It's okay. Yeah.
Hall of Fame, a distinguished Hall of Fame with honors.
Oh, don't push it. You're just being mean now.
Push it.
You know, I care 0%.
You care.
My score is an 89.
You
and
care
I still
like you
have
7%.
I
do have integrity.
That.
Thank you, Scott. My score is still an 88, 89.
Well, so what? Now it's not.
He's being bitter.
Aggregate score higher than you. So
maybe the doctor needs to speak with another patient.
Once again, I am my own favorite reviewer.
Yes, you are.
There's a signs of that's not good.
What are you doing?
It's not good.
It's a Russian accent.
Is almost, it? It's Austrian.
I was not around during the war. I was in the mountains.
You must not give yourself more credit than you think. People might call you Donald.
You just sound like a moron.
That would be very unnerving for you.
You guys
particularly
both sound
since you're
women.
A woman.
Like when you both make your Russian accents, you both make it into a woman's voice.
Don't you speak
in your normal.
Don't you think
we're not women? We're not sexist in our.
No, you both. I'm just saying you both speak so high.
What are you saying, Fräulein?
What makes you think we are not women,
Fräulein? That would be German though. If only the German judge. How was the German judge in that Olympics?
They aren't German judges in the Olympics.
Are they not? Okay.
No, they were the original cheaters.
Well, are the Russian judges allowed in the Olympics?
The Russian judges they're unnamed from an unnamed country.
Okay. Well, there we
go. You know, I don't know if they're going to allow judges from Russia. The athletes are going to be allowed to participate, but they're not going to be from Russia. They're going to be from... He's a real nowhere man. So they're going to be able to compete, but they're not going to be able to wear the Russian colors. And if they win a medal, they're not going to hear the Russian anthem.
Why did you have that little vignette of a Beatles song right in the middle?
He's a real nowhere man.
Yes, but you didn't.
Sitting in his nowhere land.
Yes, well, I know the song, but you didn't need to put that in there. It was just sound like you're bizarre.
It is bizarre.
You're like a
so bizarre, a,
just,
so bizarre.
Just like a like this coked out AM disc jockey.
An athlete of the country.
That just presses a button and they have some random sound effect. Oh, hey.
Good job. You want me to make a horse with no name reference?
I'm just going to come up with a DJ name for you.
Okay. So. I kind of like that.
All right.
What would my DJ name be? Let's all give each other DJ names.
Douche McGirt. That's your nickname.
That's not.
Douche McGirt. That's so,
my,
folks.
That's my stage name.
it's your porn name. Douche McGirt. So, folks.
And now on the center stage. Yeah. Give a rousing.
No.
Centerfold Club welcome. The Douche McGirt.
Yes.
Boo. Hey.
I think your name is Harold DeSchlottmann.
Put it back on. Put the clothes back on.
So, folks.
Triple's totally a... ignoring
she's very angry because she has the Russian judge score again. So
we could give her a cool DJ name.
Harriet.
Shut up.
Okay. So for Rob the Wine Guy, Harold Dick Schlottmann, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu and see you next time on the Wine Vault. Good night.